In 3. We're ready to start. 2.
Cleared for takeoff.
1. Testing.
Catch up now for real.
20 now.
Spin 103.8. Woo! Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3.
Mayday, mayday. We are losing listeners thanks to our producer called Callum.
An absolute disgrace.
I'm not having this.
An absolute disgrace. After Friday morning's show, we received a complaint. We're very upset about it. But look, we fixed it. We made sure the sinking ship, we're trying to plug the holes.
There's so many rats on the ship. There's many holes. Just water is coming on and there's icebergs everywhere.
At least it wasn't for my Eurovision content.
Oh, well, you know what? Thank God that's over too. I know, I actually really enjoyed the Eurovision this year.
Thanks.
It was actually very good. And I felt like I was educated, especially this morning. And also, we'll find out what the hell Callum is being complained about for. And we do Sean or Yvonne. It's all in this morning's podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I had a very pleasant Saturday evening. Went on a double date with Nick Kay, the resident Australian man that works on Spin.
Yep.
And his wife, Caroline. Now, we went to Blue Bar and Scary.
Just the three?
No, I was there with my girlfriend,
Sarah.
Yeah, sorry. Just very present. We went to the Blue Bar and Scary's. I know we're not sponsored by them, but
free meal then? Is that why you were saying this?
Gumdrop, lovely place. Pretty great place. Thanks, guys.
Did you get a free meal?
No.
All right.
Paid the piper. And we were there. And during the meal, we noticed that there was a lot of birthdays around us.
Yeah.
And it was the sort of place when it was your birthday, it was a real hoo-ha. You got a big chocolate sundae with a massive flair, and the entire staff would sing around your table.
Oh no, that sounds horrible.
It was very intense.
Like my idea of a nightmare.
A lot of attention would be on the birthday boy. Anyway, during the meal, Nick went to the bathroom, okay? And I thought nothing of it. Then he returned, and then my bowels started groaning, and I went, I must use the little boy's room.
Yeah.
So I went, and apparently Nick had gotten all the staff together and he said, hey, the tall guy I am with, it's his birthday. Could you give him a big old chocolate sundae with the flair and sing him happy birthday? Not my birthday. It's not my birthday. So I finished the meal. We're having a great time. And then out of nowhere, the entire staff arrive at the table with this massive sundae, humongous flair. Happy birthday to you. It's not my birthday. It's not my birthday, but I had to play along. I went, thanks very much, guys. Thanks. And then customers, when they were leaving, would walk by the table and go, happy birthday. Hope you had a great birthday. And
Nice sense of community.
I will say there's a bit of a loophole because it was a free sundae.
There you go.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Does that happen everywhere? So if you say it's your birthday, do you get a free dessert everywhere?
I don't know. I would like to look into it.
And also, I want to know the staff, because I saw it on Instagram. The staff all gathered around singing happy birthday with smiles on their faces.
They seemed happy.
Do they seem happy? Or are they like, we know this is a joke and we don't want to have to do this?
I was petrified because there was a lot of sparks coming from the flare.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to, you know,
set your hair on fire.
Touch some of my strands of hair.
And burn away a little bit more and give us more of a receding hairline. No, that just happens every weekend anyway, Nathan. Don't worry about that.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Is it fair to say that my hair is currently shedding right now? You had to stop me.
Nathan was telling me a story and I couldn't concentrate on the story because there was this massive hair. Like, it wasn't your hair, it was like a girl's hair coming out the side of your ear, and it was glistening in the light and it was really distracting me. But hey, it is Monday. We like to play a game on Monday. We call Sean or Yvonne.
The number's right, the number's wrong. Will it be Sean or Yvonne? At the inn or at the home? Well, looking for Sean or Yvonne.
Come on, one more time. That's enough now.
It is a game we play every single Monday. I have to find a Sean. I put in a random number.
And I have to try and find an Yvonne.
It is nil all in the series. But Nathan, you went looking for an Yvonne.
Yeah.
Let's see what happened.
Hello?
Hi, Yvonne. It's Robert. Sorry, I'm just a bit nervous. I'm just wondering, do you want to go to the Debs with me?
This is Paul. Paul speaking. What? Do you have the right number?
Is Yvonne there?
No, there's no Yvonne here. No, this is the garden centre.
Must have rang the wrong number.
Yeah, you probably did. No problem.
Do you have any advice for me? I'm just going to call her up. I just want to ask if she wants to go to the Debs with me.
All right. Just be honest and I think you'll be all right.
I'm just a bit worried because her boyfriend is my brother.
Okay, all right. Well, then you're in a bit of an awkward situation, aren't you?
Yeah, what do you think I should do?
I don't know.
Who did you go to the Debs with?
I can't remember. It's so long ago now, I just can't remember.
Did you buy a corsage?
Possibly.
Do you think I'm a charming young man?
I think so. I think it'd be fine. Yeah, I think it'd be fine.
Should I crack a joke or something?
Possibly, yeah.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Sure, I don't know. I'm not the chicken. Ask him.
Very good. Maybe avoid that one. Maybe go for something a little more subtle.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Nathan!
What a lovely man!
Absolutely lovely. He was a Paul, wasn't he?
He was a nasally Paul.
So no Yvonne for Nathan this week. The score remains 0-0.
It was a wrap. The number's wrong. We didn't find Sean or Yvonne.
We'll keep singing this song till we find Sean or Yvonne.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Spin at 103.8 The Weekend and call out my name. It is...
I thought that
was you breathing into the microphone.
I thought it was as well, and I went, someone call a doctor. I'm not even aware I'm breathing. Very nasally end to that song. Was that The Weeknd crying over Selena
Gomez?
It was
like a storm or something, maybe.
I think we were very scared there.
Pathetic fallacy.
Yes.
Where the weather matches the weekend's mood. There you go. There's one for all you leaving. Starts 10 degrees, highs of 16 today, going to be mainly dry. And some sunshine in the afternoon, evening time as well.
I don't feel great after that, if I'm honest.
You're a bit thrown.
That threw me now. We are playing Gotta Get It Wrong at 7:45. Do you want to hear the end of it
again?
Let's do it again. Bomb going off?
I don't really know.
It's really, really horrible to hear.
And this is it. This is it. The Eurovision has come to an end.
That's kind of sad.
And our resident Eurovision expert, what would you like to be called for the final day?
Oh, I've not got a name today.
Well, you were Doctor and you were...
Lord.
Professor. Lord. King.
King?
Callum.
Oh, yeah.
The Eurovision.
Yes.
You had your favourites. Did your favourite win?
So my favourite came second. I said Cyprus would win. They came second. Israel came first with Toy, the Buck 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 song. We'll play that in a sec. But I need to explain the voting because everyone's minds are just out of the window after the weekend.
Yeah.
So on Monday, I thought, let's chill everyone out and explain how the Eurovision vote. I should have really done this on Friday. But so you know at the start of the voting where everyone goes around the countries and they say, we give our 12 points to the UK. It never happens.
Well done to Nicky Byrne. You looked beautiful.
Good old Nicky Byrne in front of the convention centre, I think.
Great looking man.
Is that all we're known for? The convention centre.
It's a great centre.
A placid building.
It should have been the Spire.
It should have been the Spire.
Anyway, those points there are from the jury vote. So that's the experts all around the country giving their votes. And then afterwards, the countries, so there was a couple of countries like had a couple of hundred, some were zero. Then they do a second round of voting. And that is the televote, the public vote.
Oh, right.
But they merge all of those scores together. So you know how they were saying, right, the country with the least points, with 8 points, is... Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
That is the combined voting score of all the countries mushed together in the public vote.
And Israel were in second, weren't they? And
yeah.
Then they got 3,000
like
points.
They got about 300 votes because all the countries gave them the most points.
Oh.
They did this to make it a bit more dramatic and everything, so it went down to the wire, because if they did it all like the first time, people would find out at about an hour.
Do you know what? It seems sloppy.
In.
It seems sloppy. Do you think they'll change it for next year?
It's been like this for about 3 years. I don't think they're going to change it anytime soon. But Israel won. They got 529 points. It's good. Ireland finished 16th with 130.
Go on, Ryan. Can I just say, I really enjoyed Ryan's performance. I always stood by you, Ryan.
No, you didn't.
And I tell you, I think you're as good as Dustin the Turkey.
But the winning song's amazing.
You're divine and he's about to regret. He's
You can't deny this is a great Eurovision song.
Everyone sing right now.
One, two, three.
I'm not your toy. Not your toy. You stupid boy. Stupid boy.
Callum, how do you feel about going to Tel Aviv next year?
Bring it on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We did have a little bit of Eurovision chat there in the background, just kind of summing up what happened at the weekend. And look, we were forced to listen to in the background.
Come on!
Mickey Joe Hart.
Hold on together.
2003, we got the world's the greatest ever Eurovision song.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
It's a Monday and it's nice to begin the week with a good old-fashioned game of Gotta Get It Wrong.
Brand new week, brand new leaderboard. Let's see who's playing. It is Killian. Hello.
Oh, hi.
What up, son?
Nothing much.
Killian, you've told us a little bit of a story. Your friend was on last week. He won. Was that Philip?
Yeah, that's Philip. Yeah, he lives up the road. He's a neighbour of mine.
Oh, is he a nice neighbour? Does he ever pop over with some sugar, a bit of lemonade?
Maybe, yes.
Oh, you're being quite secretive there.
What does he pop over with, Killian?
His dog.
All right, you're looking for a bit of sugar and he just gives you a cocker spaniel.
Well, look, he set a score of 16 last Tuesday. He ended up winning the €100. Are you feeling confident that you can beat a score of 16? You don't have to now for the week, but maybe just for personal local pride.
Yeah, I'm hoping to.
Pride of the parish.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I like you, Killian.
Okay,
you
thank
remind
you.
Me of a very young Bruce Forsyth.
Oh. Okay.
Killian, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
You got to get as many questions wrong as possible. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Do your best Morgan Freeman impression.
Hello, my name is Barack Obama.
Do your best Brendan O'Connor impression.
Welcome to the Late Late Show.
What sport does Leroy Sané play?
Rugby.
Sing a James Blunt song.
It's a beautiful day.
What do people sing on your birthday?
Up Down Funk.
What's 65 minus 8?
20.
73 minus 14 is 66. True or false?
True or false.
Finish the film title. Bridget Jones is...
gay.
What's the capital of Wales?
Paris.
Do your best Australian accent.
All right, mate.
Speak French.
Hello. Hola, I am Killian.
Speak English.
Je veux aller à la plage.
What's the Irish word for sausage?
A jambon.
What rhymes a cat?
Dog.
How do you spell baby oil?
C-H-I-O-R.
Who do I do the show with?
Brendan.
Oh. That was very good. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Killian, fantastic answers.
You had great passion, Killian. You were light on your feet. And do you know what? I think you enjoyed it.
Yes, I did.
Verily similar to Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah.
Verily, verily.
Yeah.
Okay, we're happy?
Yes. Good.
Right. Killian.
Why not? We're alive, Killian.
You came on.
Yeah.
And you got 13.
Oh.
You wanted to beat the 16.
Yeah.
But look, Killian, don't be worrying about that. You go top of our leaderboard for the week. You're in pole position to get the €100. And by God, you gave us some fantastic answers. You won our hearts this morning, Killian.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
We want you back on someday.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Killian.
Bye. Thank you.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Niall Horan on the loose. It is 7:53 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. And if you haven't yet watched it, get it on the player, because on Saturday night in RTE, he performed his Flicker album in front of the RTE Concert Orchestra. Not in front of, with them.
And yes. Did you watch it all?
I got a bit of it, but then also on TV3, I was flicking back and forth. I was fully sure someone was going to beat the Cube. And I was really sure they were going to get the €250,000. So I was between Niall Horan and Philip Schofield. But still, it was
Philip's always going to win.
It was such a good hour of TV. 7 and 8, TV3, RT. How are you doing? Supporting the local channels.
Good old plug there. I think I need to apologise, Graham. We haven't touched on it, but late on Friday, I sent you a picture of me wearing very small underwear with tattoos photoshopped on my body.
I've actually forgotten about that.
I just think I should remind you and just apologise.
I woke up on Saturday morning to a photo of Nathan, literally in his boxes, going, what do you think of these tattoos? How did you do it? With some app?
There's some tattoo app you can download on your phone.
Literally standing there looking dead down the lens in his box.
You're actually very kind. Thank you very much.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Do you know what? I wish I could say that there's good vibes in the studio, but a few minutes ago you said that we got a complaint after Friday's show, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Do you remember on Friday, Nathan, when we were talking about the Rebel Flug Tag?
Yeah, and who was going to be our pilot?
Who's going to be the pilot? We're flying to Lewis off Dunleary Harbour on Sunday, but we had to give reasons as to why we think another member of the team should be the pilot.
We both chose producer Callum.
And I did many reasons why Callum should be the pilot, including this. He also voted to leave the EU.
How could you? How could you, producer Callum?
He is a strong Brexiteer, which could ruin trade relations between Ireland and the EU, and it's because of him there could be a border coming back between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
I think that's a great reason.
It was a good reason. And, Callum, you are now the pilot of the Flug Tag.
I am. I'm looking forward to flying off Dunleary on Sunday. It's going to be fun. It's going to rain, but I'm going in the water anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
So people did really take to the idea that Callum voted to leave the EU and therefore put him in the Flug Tag. However, after the show, Nathan,
what?
It's not you. You're safe. Callum received a complaint.
Yes, thank God it's not me.
Producer Callum received a
first complaint on my 6th month anniversary of the show. Oh, of me being on the show.
Do you want to hear the complaint?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a listener to your radio show, but I can no longer listen because of the comments from your producer in regards to the Brexit deal. I'm furious and I demand an apology.
Ah, oh, cheers, producer Callum.
I didn't even say that.
You're losing us listeners.
I didn't. He's putting words. Graham's putting words into my mouth.
So what? You voted to remain, did you?
Yes, I've said on this show numerous times.
I don't believe you.
That I'm a staunch Remainer.
I wish I could believe you, but a few minutes after Friday's show, we were playing God Save the Queen.
You sent me over that. I've been framed. What? It's none of my doing.
Callum, I need to get to the bottom of this.
Yes, I want to clear my name.
I'm very worried about this. So this morning, you remember when I asked for your phone to check the Spins WhatsApp?
Yeah.
I actually took your mum's phone number.
Oh, that isn't creepy at all.
No, that's a bit weird.
And I'm going to call your mum and we're going to ask her which way you voted.
Yes.
Because we cannot be losing any more listeners because of your politics.
It's not me.
It's going to affect our job.
Is it going to affect my job as well?
So if you don't mind, in about 3 or 4 minutes' time, I'm going to be giving your mum in England a call and I'm going to be finding out the truth.
Can you be nice to her?
I would be very nice
to her.
Thank you. Well, there's only one person who knows the truth.
Nigel Farage?
Even better. Callum's mother.
Oh, of course.
She will know the truth whether Callum voted to leave or to remain. This is very important for the future of the show. I managed to steal Callum's mum's number from his phone earlier this morning. Are we ready to go?
Let's do it.
Don't say anything, Callum. This is just me.
Okay.
Me and your mum.
Hello?
Diane?
Yes?
Good morning. This is Graham from Dublin.
Hello, Graham.
I work with your lovely son, Callum, but I have a very important question to ask you this morning, and a lot rides on it.
Okay.
This is very important.
Right.
What way did Callum vote in Brexit?
Remain.
Are you sure?
99% sure, yeah.
99% sure that Callum voted to remain in the EU.
Yeah.
That's all we need to know, Diane. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a lovely woman.
Okay, fair enough.
She's very nice.
Are we happy with that? I'm still not convinced with the 99%.
This is definitive.
I would like to apologise, Callum.
Thank you.
You're out there.
However, I accept your apology.
I don't think it's good enough.
Yes.
I think we need to make you an honorary Irish citizen.
Okay.
I think something good needs to come out of this complaint.
All right.
So, I don't know, in a couple of days, Nathan and I are going to get an Irish test for you.
Not the Irish language.
Not an Irish language, but just general knowledge about Ireland.
Yep.
And if you pass, then we put this behind us.
Okay.
But if you don't, there's going to be repercussions.
I'm still not entirely sure why I'm still feeling like I'm in the wrong here.
I don't know if I should be preparing the questions. I did think Dublin was in Meath.
Yeah, okay. Let's just leave it to me. I look after it, Callum.
Meath was in Dublin.
Get studying.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Hello. Let's try and give away 1,000 euro.
Hello, Hannah.
Oh, hello.
Good morning, Hannah. How art thou?
I'm very well, thank you.
Did you do anything exciting?
How are you?
Oh, that would, you know, that's nice.
Well, answer the question, Graham.
My right armpit is sweating a little bit and I need to put some spray in it very quickly.
I'm not the best. I have a bad eye infection. I need to go to the pharmacy. I keep getting styes.
Hannah, you asked.
It doesn't sound like you're having a very good morning then, boys.
You asked, though, didn't you?
I did. Well, it's true. It's true.
Apart from that, though, we're feeling absolutely fantastic because this morning's month is July. That is your birthday month. But what date in July is your birthday?
24th of July.
Oh, that's a great date.
It is, I know.
If it comes out of the drum, you'll be winning 1,000 euro.
That was very handy.
Talk to me. It's a lot of money. What will we spend it on?
I don't know. We're getting married in September, so we've got plans, you know.
How did he propose?
Oh, we were in Stephen's Green. It was lovely.
Stephen's Green Park,
yeah.
With all the pigeons. Right. Two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
I think I'll go for Jackie Cooney.
Yeah, I think
Irish.
So as well. Let's begin the week with a bang.
What did you say? What did you say there? Because it's Irish.
Sport Irish.
All right. Did you complain about Callum?
I didn't know.
All right.
I thought that was I was wondering why you would vote no to leave Brexit if he works in Ireland.
That is a very good point. I can't believe I actually didn't think of that when I was lying.
Okay, 24th, here we go.
He's looking at me with a very nice Cheshire smile. He's bashing it up and down. Oh, the ball hopped out. What's it going to be?
Oh, bad ball. Bad. We have a date.
Okay.
This morning's date is... the 20.
Yeah.
Second.
Oh,
two. Sorry.
Little ducks, like the ducks that were going around St. Stephen's Green when you got engaged. Oh, they don't win you the 1,000 euro. But what the 22nd does, this is very good. A pair of tickets to see Demi Lovato live in concert at the 3 Arena on the 25th of May. Those tickets are yours.
That's pretty good. And you know what? We're getting married on the 22nd of September. So.
Oh. It's a lucky date.
You know, yeah.
Are we getting invited to the wedding?
I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to him.
Oh, you can throw us in the corner.
I'll bring my top hat and monocle.
We don't eat much. We'll be fine.
A little sliver of the cake. Just a sliver. Just a little.
Just a little.
A sousson, as they say.
I'll send
you the cake. A sousson, as they say in France.
Bye.
Thanks.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
An Englishman called Kevin Nix Graham. He has achieved more in his life.
What's Kevin Nix Graham, is it?
No, I'm just saying your name just because you're looking at different screens. He has achieved more in his life than we can only dream about. He did the impossible the other day. He can die a happy man. He converted his shed in the back garden into a car. Amazing.
Like Transformers.
Now, you're into cars. You drive a car. You know all the car lingo. I don't.
The only thing that connects me to into cars is literally I get into a car and I drive it.
Yeah, but you know all about horsepower,
brakes.
I know
nothing about
different car makes. I wouldn't be that into cars, but I'm just going to give you a little few facts about this, okay? So he managed to clock up 101 miles per hour on Saturday in this shed.
In this shed, okay.
Is that good?
It's not good if he's going to a 50 mile an hour zone because that's breaking the speed limit.
Well, it's a new record.
For a shed, is it?
Believed to be the only road legal shed in the world.
So it's kind of easy to break a record when you're the first person to do it. So fair play to him.
He spent £13,000 building his wooden wheels. Would you say wheels should be wooden all the time, Graham?
No, I think they are referring to the car's wheels. I don't think the wheels were actually wooden. I'd say they were rubber.
The shed is kitted out with a 400 brake horsepower engine, which is more powerful than some sports cars. Once again, give us some car lingo. What do you think about that?
Yeah. What litre engine does it have?
Do you have great horsepower? Does your car have great horsepower?
My Astra has very low horsepower. Very, very few horses. A lot of horses are tired.
I know
they
what you're
to be retired, I think.
I know what you're thinking. Kevin, why did you do this?
I'm thinking of, is it one of those standardized wooden sheds with the kind of
Well, I have a picture. I'm going to show you the picture.
Wow.
Just hang on a second. I just want to say the reason why he converted the shed into a car is because he wants to bring his daughter to school.
Oh, yeah, of course. It makes a lot more sense now. It's starting to add up now.
Now, yes. Graham, just imagine.
Oh, God, imagine how a poor girl...
You're in the school playground and your dad is picking you up in a shed. What would you think? Would you have a problem with your father?
Yeah, I'd say so. I said, that's not my dad. No,
well,
please.
Well, you know what? If I'm being completely honest, I would take a shed over what my dad used to do. He was a cyclist, my dad, and he would wear very tight cycling pants.
Right.
And all the kids in the playground would slag me off because my dad was wearing these very tight cycling shorts.
But where would you go?
And what can you say?
No, he would collect you.
What can you say, Graham? Kids can be very mean.
You can't say anything, but we're missing the point. Where were you? Where were you on the bike?
I'm in the playground.
I know. But he would come on the bike. Where would you go?
Sitting in the basket. I'm like a little dog, a little chihuahua. Do you want to see a picture of the shed?
That's actually class. The shed is in the shape of... It's got a little bonnet on the front. Imagine a square shed that he's created.
Could you imagine parallel parking in that?
Windows and everything. It's absolutely brilliant.
There we go.
Now, thanks for that, Nathan. Cheers.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Good morning, and it is 6 days. The countdown is on. Till we try and fly our Lewis... themed flug tag off Dunleary Harbour at the Rebel Flug Tag, taking place this Sunday, May 20th. It is free to join, so come on down and have a look at us from midday.
I cannot wait. It's going to be such an occasion.
We already have our pilot. It is producer Callum.
Thank you again, producer Callum.
For offering it up, Callum. Cheers. Really appreciate
it. Good man.
But over the weekend, it is closing in, so I had a few things to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Of course.
First of all, I had to make sure the build was still going okay because I kind of forgot about allowing producer Callum to escape from the flug tag. So I still have to make sure that there's room for him to jump out of.
Want to make sure it's safe.
If the flug tag goes into the water, because we are expecting it to fly to Wales. But just in case it doesn't, we need room for producer Callum to escape. So making sure that's okay. Bill's still a few days behind schedule, but we're getting on with that. We also need a bit of performance beforehand. I was doing some research on the dancing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
On YouTube, trying to nail down a dance routine as well, trying to get inspiration from other team members as well. So I spent a few hours on a Rebel Flug Tag rabbit hole. The costumes wise, had an idea for the costumes, not going to reveal it just yet, but they have been scuppered because I was watching other teams do it.
That's great research.
And you have to wear a life jacket. So I kind of have to go back to the drawing board with the costumes because the life jacket does get in the way and safety is of most importance.
Can you give us a little bit of flavour of the direction you want to go down in terms of fashion? Is there going to be a lot of glitter, a lot of belts?
It's going to be sexy.
Yeah?
It's one thing guaranteed, sexy.
That's nice because I've said to my parents they're going to walk the two dogs down and they're going to watch. Okay, so I kind of want to make them proud.
Brilliant. So that is where I'm at these days. Did a good bit of work this weekend yourself?
Myself?
Yeah, yourself.
Me? Are you talking to me or producer Callum?
No, you. Producer Callum's the pilot. You are the other member of the team.
I did a bit, like I went onto their website and I just looked up about we have to be in Dunleary at midday. Did you know that?
It's actually 10 o'clock for people who are doing it to be there 2 hours before the spectators.
Yeah, well, we have to be there at 10. So
we get a free lunch as well.
Oh, great. Fantastic. I was just about to tell you that. I just checked the modes of transport in terms of us arriving at Dunleary.
Yeah.
How are we all going to get there? Because obviously, the three of us, we don't live in Dunleary. Darts, buses, the Lewis, it should be working on Sunday.
Lewis doesn't bring you to Dunleary. I know we have a Lewis and we'll have to bring it to Dunleary, but...
But you could get the Lewis somewhere and then maybe a bus. I haven't properly looked at it.
Are we getting the flug tag on the bus?
I've looked at it. I've kind of just gazed at the screen.
So you've just told us that buses and darts go to Dunleary.
I think you can buy a children's ticket.
Okay, thanks.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Spin 1038, Jason Derulo and Tiptoe. It is 9:41. I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
When that song first came out, Graham, you said that that was the best song ever made.
No.
Do you agree with that?
No, no, no.
What are you saying?
No. I said it was the greatest song of our generation.
Oh, of course. Sorry about
that. There's a difference and I stand by it. Now, Azealia Banks. She is an American rapper who is famous for this song.
What you got to do when I am there? Do it when I prevail. The end don't be like there.
Great song.
The very clean version, of course. And she is in some beef with Cardi B, also an American rapper. She has called Cardi B an illiterate, untalented rat.
That is quite harsh. Now, if she just said rat, that would be a compliment because they're very regal creatures.
She has beef with Cardi B. But Azealia Banks, keep forgetting her name, keep nearly calling her Iggy Azalea. Azealia Banks has a history with having beef with artists and celebrities. So I am going to bring you the game, beef or no beef. Did this celebrity have beef with Azealia Banks?
Not Iggy Azalea.
Not Iggy Azalea. Are you ready for the first one, Nathan?
Let's do it.
Rita Ora, beef or no beef?
You know, they're both fiery characters. They have big personalities. I'm going to go with beef.
Beef.
Yes, you are right.
Wow, this is a strange game.
Beef.
Rita Ora, back in 2013, Rita Ora posted a picture of herself wearing jelly shoes. Banks wasn't impressed, saying, "I already did the jellies last year, girl. Try again. I can't with these girls."
Oh, where is the love, guys? Come on, calm down.
Next up, Michael D. Higgins. Was there beef between Azealia Banks and our president, Michael D. Higgins?
You know, you always hear stories.
Yeah.
You always hear rumors. You don't know if they're true or not. Michael D., has he been over to America recently?
Beef or no beef? That's all I want to know.
I'll go in no beef.
No beef.
Well done. There's a no beef. Well done.
But I have to say, that was tough for me.
Yeah. Zayn.
How many
Malik.
Are we doing of these?
Four.
All right.
Zayn Malik.
Zayn, he's a quiet man, but on Twitter, if you follow him, he can, you know, say some pretty harsh things. He had a feud with Louis Tomlinson from 1D. I'm going to go with beef.
Beef.
Beef is right. Zayn was accused of stealing Azealia's music, and she tweeted, "USA is about to teach you who not to with."
What was the song?
I don't know. Last one. Was there beef between Azealia Banks and Jimmy from Picture This?
I was really expecting Bertie Ahern. That's a great one. Jimmy Rainsford from Picture This. He's a lovely man. We've met him before. Can I just go with beef?
Do you know what? They're unconfirmed reports.
Beef.
They used to go to secondary school together down in Wicklow. So there's a little bit of beef there.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, no. The crowd love it. They love it, Graham. They love you. Oh, that feels great. Can we put that crowd noise in for every song? It really increases the ego.
Like, they're sitting. So that was Bebe Rexha, Florida Georgia Line, meant to be on Spin 103, a brand new song, 947.
Is that a live song?
They have to be in a studio, and someone comes up with the idea, will we finish the song with a big crowd just applauding?
It's quite epic.
Us?
It's nice. It makes you enjoy the song even more.
Very good for the ego. In other news this morning, Nathan, Mick Jagger went out to Malahide to watch Ireland's very first international test cricket game against Pakistan over the weekend in preparation for the Rolling Stones, who are playing Croke Park on Thursday night. I showed you a picture of Mick Jagger in the paper this morning. He looks so much like Harry Styles, it's not even funny.
Well, a very, 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 very old Harry Styles.
And I know Harry Styles is basing himself on Mick Jagger and the kind of suits and the kind of way he walks and talks, but the face is so similar, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, like, Mick has a very leathery face. I think you would agree with that. I wouldn't know what to say to Mick Jagger if I saw him. Do you think he's a friendly man?
I don't know. A football team in Jerusalem renamed itself. You might be able to do this now, Nathan, yourself. To Beitar Trump Jerusalem. So they were at Beitar Jerusalem before and they put Trump in the middle of it. Would you do that with your political hero, Bertie Ahern? What would your team be? What was your team back in the day?
Cabin Teely Football Club. Cabin Teely Bertie Football Club? We weren't a great team. We were relegated for three seasons.
Do you have a semi-professional football team now, like Cabin Teely?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
In the first division?
They hit the big time.
After you left.
A lot of dinero.
And we were talking about a lot of Eurovision news over the weekend. Israel were the winners. Callum's favourite, Cyprus, came second. Ryan O'Shaughnessy finished 16th.
Fair play, Ryan.
But the biggest news, former winner of the Eurovision for Ireland, Johnny Logan, was on the Late Late Show on Friday night and he wore glitter pants.
Well, look, you're up to date with fashion. You brought us the bum bag.
Yeah.
Glitter trousers?
I think glitter trousers could be it, or glitter shorts for the festivals coming up. Watch out, Johnny Logan is coming to a festival near you soon with some glitter shorts.
You're saying glitter hot pants?
Yes.
Do you think I should purchase a pair or make it yourself?
Guess ahead of the time. Get ahead of the time. Guess some of your jeans, cut the legs off, dip them in a load of glitter, and that's going to be this year's fashion accessory, courtesy of Mr. Johnny Logan.
Is this a free show?
There we go. You have to pay $250, I think. You do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.